You are holding Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, Leshal, the Gemara was that on this Amud was the Gemara started Boy Menei Rapredim Rabami. That Minayin, how do we know Lechol HaMenochos Shein Boy Is Matzah? How do we know the din of our Mishnah that all the Menochos have to come from Matzah, not from Chametz? Samora says Minolam Tirsivba Ksivba. A lot of Menochos it says clearly. Rashi says like Oisa Mincha Shekosabo Matzah. Going minchos mafe or minchos machavas, harek sivba. It says clearly that it has to be from matzah. And uduloi ksiva, and the ones that does not say clearly, or also mehai kroi. Learn out from this postik the kaya lechol hamenachos that puts all the menachos together in the postik of Saves Aaron. The postik said the marsh like this to loi ksivba, and where it doesn't say clearly it has to be from matzah, ksivba says this postik. This is the top of the Gemara dafnun gimlo and aleph. But the Pasuk says in Vayikran in Tzav that Zois Torah HaMincha, here's the Torah of all the Menachis, Hakrivois Bnei Aaron Lefnei Hashem Al Pnei HaMizbeach V'Nar Seras Vimenu Yoichel Aaron Avonov Matzos Teyochol. It says clearly Matzos Teyochol Lashidit Matzah. So this is the limud for all the Menachas that have to be made from Matzah, not from Chometz. So Mar says back like this, Omalei Mitzvah Loikem Eboili. That it's a mitzvah lechatchila to have all the menachas come from matzah and not from chametz, that I understand. But kika mi boile, where did I have my shalom? What was bothering me? Lakev, how do I know to say that if you make it from chametz, it's possible? How do I know to say it's tekuva? Usually we have the klalos by kachum, and the Torah says something once, it's le mitzvah. How do we know liakev though? Omalei said back to him, liakev namik sev, even for likuva to say that it's possible. If you bring the menachas from chametz, there's also a postik. See, it says like this. It says, Loi toifa chometz. Ela matzah, do not bake it to become into chometz, but rather matzah. So it says clearly, Loi, do not do it. It's like a lav. So it's telling clearly, likuvo, that you cannot make the matzahs into chometz, but rather they have to remain matzah, not chometz. Now the Gemara says, Maski v'lo rav chizdo, rav chizdo, ask the question. Fiyema, what don't I say like this? Loi toifa chometz. You know what the postik means to say, do not make it into chometz? El Sayer, but rather you let him make it into sourdough, but maybe not, but maybe it does not have to be pure matzah. Maybe it could even be Sayer. Again, he said, maybe it only means to say that you should not make it chometz, but maybe Sayer is good. Now Sayer, that's like sourdough, that's at the beginning when the dough begins to ferment. So Mora said, let's see, Sayer Deman, whose Sayer are we talking about? That's a machlokes in the Gemara Psachim. Either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, if what Rabbi Meir calls Sayer. According to Rabbi Yudishita, that's matzah malya, it's mamish matzah. So that's good, the pshat is loisoifa chometz, not de chometz, ela matzah. So that sayer is called matzah mamish according to Rabbi Yudah. Now what does this sayer to Rabbi Meir? So Rashi says it means, kol shech sifu ponov. If the face of the dough becomes come a little bit black, shech sifu turns pale a little bit. So that's at the beginning of the fermenting stage. But our kol ponim, according to Rabbi Yudah, it's mamish called matzah mialma. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there wouldn't be a Shailah. Elamai either Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say the Sayer of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, which here he holds Karni Chagovim, means where the dough starts to crack already, is beginning to crack. See, if so, the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Chometz Malyu, he holds that's not called Sayer. He holds Sayer is only which just becomes a little bit pale, the top of the top part of the dough. But once the dough starts to have cracks in it already, Rabbi Meir holds that's called Chometz Mamish. So the pasuk says clearly, loy toifa chometz, and now that I bake it chometz. So you can't tell me it means the sayer of karnei chagovim of cracks, according to Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, that's chometz malya. Elamai either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Meir, if you mean to say the sayer of Rabbi Meir, which is only hichsif poneho, which the front of it becomes pale, according to Rabbi Meir himself, if so, mi delok yolei, since on Pesach you'd eat such dough. You get malchus, is so chometzu. Shita, that's called chometz. So you can't tell me the pasuk says, loy soifa chometz, and not bake it chometz, but rather make it into sayer. According to Rabbi Meir, his shita of sayer, which is hichsif ponov, you even get malchus, is allowed to eat it on Pesach. And so according to Rabbi Meir, that's considered chometz. Elo, what's his shayla? Rabbi Yehuda. That according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that what's called Sayyir is called Karnei Chagovim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, he told you do not get Malkus if you eat it on Pesach. that's not called chametz. So according to him, Mikler Shailom, is this mutter to make the minchas out of a matzah of seyer or not? So Hurim means this, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you have no proof to say that it's a lav. It's likuv over here. So that's the Shiloh. Who said that he can't make the matzahs, the minchas, from seyer? Maybe because, according to Rabbi Yehuda seyer. That's one Shiloh. Mas givlo Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, v'yema, I want to say another pshat. V'yema, let's say when the Pasuk says, loy soifa, chometz, maybe the Pasuk means loy soifa, chometz, el cholot. But rather, he's supposed to do is put it in boiling hot water right away. Make it into chalita. Take the flour and put it into boiling hot water that it cannot become chametz anymore. So Morris says, let's see, what does cholot mean? Cholot, my new, what is this? That's revicha. That's like scalding it in boiling hot water. Rashi says, b'mayim roiskim, k'der minim materials kanim, k'avi chavitim moveches, b'lamet shenasis b'roiskim, kol tzorker, v'uch, that's called cholot. If so, idik revicha k'sidbo. The menachis, the matzah has to be made from revicha. The pasuk says revicha. Rashi says it says mincha shemitzvasa berevucha ksiv behedyam muvecha say shloi tefa chametz, not make it chametz but make it this way. What does that mean to say? Scald it first in boiling hot water. But v'ho like ksiv berevicha. But here it doesn't say revicha. So the pasuk says loi tefa chametz does not mean to say you have to make it revucha. It doesn't say it. When the Torah means it, the Torah says it. Here the Torah didn't say it, so it doesn't mean it. So we're supposed to make it like this. V'yema, why don't I say like this? T'ichtiv b'revicha mitzvah b'revicha. Where the Torah says, revicha, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is supposed to be scalded in hot water first. But the loiksiv b'revicha, where the Torah does not say revicha, just as to make it matzah, makes the menachis, iboy revicha laisi, iboy maisi laisi. Maybe either way you want to, you could do it. So the kids of this pasuk of Atayich Chometz, maybe it's not commonly kuva. It's common to teach us halachis that if you want to, any menach, if you want, any mincha, if you want to, you could make it with revicha. If you want to, you could scald them all in boiling hot water first. You could put the flour into boiling hot water. Maybe that's what the pasuk means to teach us. Mask of Lo Ravina. Ravina asks another question. Again, how do you go the same question? How do you know to say Atayich Chometz means likuva? V'yema, why don't I say the pshat in the pasuk is like this? V'yema loy soifa chometz. Again, maskler l'maskler ravino. V'yema, why don't I say that the pshat from this pasuk is loy seyofe chometz? When the pasuk says loy seyofe chometz, it means l'mekim gavro b'lav b'yalmom, that the kohen that makes the menacha chometz stick, he's over love. But maybe v'yisul l'mitzlo. But maybe if he makes the mincha this way, maybe the mincha doesn't become possible. Maybe the pasuk just means it's a lav upon the gavra. It says lo yisayofe chometz chelko nosatu yoiso. But maybe it's only telling the teaching is a lav for the kohen that makes it chometz, but not that it's a psul in the mincha. So again, we have a kasha. How does the Mishnah know to say that it's leaf sula? It's a psul if you make the menachis from chometz. Elo, the question is like this, rather. Ela minolon. How do we know it's ak? How do we know to say that it's likuva if you make the menachis from matzah, kiratanya, like we learned, matzah, yocho mitzvah, maybe it's only mitzvah to bring the menachis in a form of matzah, not a form of chometz, maybe with the yevadi yotzah with chometz also, Talmud Leimon, the pasuk says tia, means hakosiv kovu chayva, says matzah, tia, mashman, that's likuva, that the menachis have to be brought from matzah and not from chometz. And that's likuva, tia is the word likuva. Boy minei repreda. Rabbi so probably it's another shiloh from Rabbi. Boy minei Rabbi Preda. Rabbi Ami. Minayin, how do we know? L'chol ha-menachos sheni loishas b'poishrin. That all the menachos is supposed to need it. In poishrin means lukewarm water. Or mishamrim shleyach mitzu. And still you have to watch it should not become chametz. In other words, to knead it with lukewarm water, it's very easy for it to become chametz. So the kids of the shas, you're making it, you have to be very careful it should not become chametz. Rashi says, the Tony Masnissin, Kol HaMenachos, the Loishas HaPoishrin, O Mishamer Shleyach Mitzoy, that the Mishnah later it says like this, that all the Menachos have to be kneaded with Poishrin, lukewarm water. So the question is, Kolema, Dohoyev, and the Loishas HaPoishrin, Mitzvah L'Shomrom, Shleyach Mitzoy, V'shimr haynu shi'asase bebetza kol shor. Rashi says, what is called shimr? You have to work with the dough the whole time. So how do we know this? How do we know there's a mitzvah when you make the menachos, like when you watch it working with the mincha, to make sure it doesn't become chametz? So Mora says, nilmud, we learn it out, mi Pesach. From regular matzah and Pesach. It says by the parasha of matzah, mitzvah matzah, it says, Ushmatem es ha-matzos, that you have to watch the matzah. Which meaning to say, you have to watch it that it does not become chametz. Like this Rashi means you have to work with it while you work and while you're kneading the dough, you have to watch it to make sure b'zehirus does not become chametz. So Omele said back to him, b'gufa ksiv. It says this in the gufa of the parasha of Menachos. You don't have to learn this out from chametz from matzah. It says by Mincha itself, it says, matzah tia, which v'dashna means, hachiyeyu, means keep Rashi says, kleimar. Make it a kosher, watch it. So according to the pasuk saying clearly by Menachos itself that the matzah tia means watch it, it should not become chametz. So the limit is from the pasuk of Mincha itself. So Mora says no, for your fig te lakev, I will use this pasuk already of matzah tia to say it's lekuva. The teacher says if you make a mincha from chametz, it's possible. So as him came, if so it's only for that rosh of lekuva, licht of kro matzi, the pasuk should have said matzahi. My tia, what's the exclusion of tia? Shamat mino tati. Learn about both things. He alone would mean likuva. Now that it says tia, mashmi, you have to keep it the way it is, mashmi, you have to work on it. Means when you're making the matzah, you have to be careful, it does not become into chametz. Oh, malei rabbonin l'rabbi predo, Rabbi Ezra bar brei, the Rabbi of Tullius, tevi yasir, the Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So the Rabbanan told Rav Preda that this Reb Ezra, Bab Red Rav Tulnis, like he's here in town now and he's a great person. Why is he great? Because he has big yichus. Again, that this Rabbi Azariah, Bab Red Rabbi of Tulnis, to who Asirul Rav Loza ben Azariah, he's the 10th generation from Rav Loza ben Azariah, to Asirul Ezra. And Rav Loza ben Azariah himself was the 10th generation down from Ezra Seifer. Koy above, he's here on your doorstep right now. He wants to talk to you. Omar, so a prayer is like this. My kuliyai, what are you telling me? Give him such a big yichus over here. E bar rayinu, yehey. If he's a tamachochum, very good. So very good. But e bar rayin, u bar avion, yehey. If he's also tamachochum, and he has yichus also, that is good. But the baravun, if he's the only person that has yichus, he has good parents. But v'loy bar rayin, he himself is not a tamachochum. Is Isha Tichle, let fire burn him up. Like, so what are you telling me such a big yichus here for? Ormulez, he said back to Rav Preda and Echanami, Barra Rayanu, he's a big tamachokim himself also. Ormulez, he saw Rav Preda, said Liyaya, let him come in. Felese, and let him come in and sit down. So Chaz Yodevi Akira Daite. Vice Rav Preda noticed that this Rav Azariah's a mind was something was bothering him, called Akira Daiti, something was bothering him. So Posach, therefore, Rav Preda started out with a little Agarata first. Posach v'yom, he was saying Pshan the Posach until him that says, Omar tol Hashem, Hashem ato, toivosi balo lechom. That means, Omra Knesset Yisrael from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael said back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, Herzakto li toivo, like you owe us a big Yashakayach, Hashem owes us a big Yashakayach. That we made you a Kodesh Baruch Hu known in the world. So Omala Hashem said back to Knesset Yisrael, Toivosi Balalecha, that my toiv is not upon you. That means Eini Machzik Toiv El Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. I'll only give the Yashikoyach back to the office Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Shadiyuni Tchilo V'Yerlam, they were the first ones that made me known in the world. Shneimer the pasuk says LeKadoshim Asher Baretz Heimo. So the kids are the ones that deserve the yashkech, or the adirim, or the others, they are the ones. Samura says, Kivan de Shoma, to come adir, once Rav Azariah heard that a prayer they're talking about the word adirim, so he said now, Pasach v'yom, he said this, Yovi adir v'yifra le adirim, let an adir come and pay back to the adirim, may adirim be adirim, from the adirim with the adirim. What does that mean to say? That Yovi Adi, let the Adi, the great one, come, Zah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tehsevi says, Ad Yibamorim Hashem. Hashem is great. The Yiporul Adirim, let him pay back to the Adirim means Elo Yisrael, let him pay back to Klal Yisrael. Shnever it says, Vadir Kochev Tzebom. So let HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay back to Klal Yisrael. Mei Adirim, from the Adirim means Elo HaMitzriim. From the Mitzriim, the Chassid says, So look at first of Mayim Adirim. Ba'adirim, Elo Mayim in water. Shnever it says, Mikoilos Mayim Rabim Adirim Mishra Yom. In other words, if to say, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay back to Klal Yisrael means let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take the Mitzriim and throw them into the Yam. The Rashi says, "I mean, the Hashem is saying now, 'Kishu also nekama b'Mitzrayim.' That's where Hashem took nekama back from the Mitzrayim." Now he also says, "Yova Yedid, Ben Yedid, V'Yivne Yedid liYedid. Let the close one come to the son of the close one and build the close thing. B'Chelko shall Yedid in the portion of Yedid. What does that mean? And V'Yischapru b'Yedidim, that Klai Yisrael should become a kapara." Now he explains, what does it mean to say, Yovi Yedid, let my beloved one come, Zeh Shloim HaMelech, this goes on Shloim HaMelech. The Chassid says, Vayishlech B'yad Nosen, Anovi V'yikri, Shmo Yedidyo, Ba'avur HaShem. So let Shloim HaMelech, that's called Yedid of Hashem, the beloved one of Hashem, Ben Yedid, the son of the beloved one, Zeh Avram, he's the son of Avram. The Chassid says, Mal Yedidi, Bebosi, Bebesi. Then V'yivni Yedid, let Shlomo HaMelech come and build the Beis HaMikdash, Zeh Beis HaMikdash. Tehsiv Ma Yedidus Mishkanei Secho. Li Yedidi Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he should build the Beis HaMikdash Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tehsiv it says, Hashiru No Li Yedidi. I'll sing back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chelko Asher Yedid, in the portion of your beloved one, Zeh Binyamin. Goes on the portion of Binyamin. Shenemer it says, Le Binyamin Omar, Yedid Hashem, Yishkan Levetach Olov. That the Binyamin is called Yedid Hashem, so let the Beis Hamikdash be built in the land of the Beloved One. And the Yischapru by Yedidim Elu Yisrael, that there should be a Kapor for Klal Yisrael. The Sivir says, Nosati es Yedidus Nafshi Bekaf Oyveho. And then he said further that, Yovoy Toiv, let good come. V'yikabu Toiv, let it accept the good. Mitu from the good, Lutavim for the good people. What does it mean to say, Yovi Toiv Zeh Moshe Dechsiv Vateroi Seki Toivu? They assume that he was good, that goes on Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yikabu Toiv, let him accept the Toiv Zu Teiro. Dechsiv Kilekas Toiv Nosat Lechem. Mituv, let Moshe Rabbeinu receive the Torah from good, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dechsiv Toiv Hashem Lakol. Let's let Moshe Rabbeinu receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and give it L'Toivim Elu Yisrael. Let him give it back to the Toivim, the Klai Yisrael Dechsiv Hey Tivu Hashem L'Toivim. Another thing he said was, Yovoy Zev Yekabul Zois Mizeh Liyam Zu. Means Yovoy Zev Zev Moshe, let Moshe come. Nesiv Ki Zev Moshish Yekabul Zois Zu HaTorah. That's the Torah. The Sivit says, Vizois HaTorah Shashem Moshe. Mizeh means Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sivit says, Zekelu V'yan Veyu Liyam Zu Elu Yisrael. Shenem it says, Am Zu Kanisi. Skit is a place of word, play of words, the way they give him Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yitzchok. Reb Yitzchok says like this, that Beshor Shekor of Beis HaMikdash, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, so Motza HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYavrom Shoyoyim in the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram Avinu that was sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. Omer Loisi said to him, Mal Yedidi V'Beisi, what are you Avram Avinu doing in the Beis HaMikdash now? Omer Loisi Avram said, Dakaliski Bonai Bosa, came to protect my children, Klal Yisrael. Oh, Malois Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Benechachotu, Yiklai Yisrael did chatoyim, the golu, they deserve to go into exile now. Oh, Malois Avram said back, but maybe Shema b'shoigachotu, maybe they did the chet b'shoigig, only by mistake. Oh, Malois Hashem said back when the apostle says, Yimiyo, Asoy Samazim Oso, they did it b'mazim, they did it willingly, they did it b'mazim, they did chatoyim. Oh, Malois, still Avram Avinu said, Shema miyutam chotu, maybe only a few of Klai Yisrael did the chet, not the majority. Oh, my Lord, he said back, no, Harabim Hoyu Lecho. There were a lot of them. So, my Lord, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back, no, Harabim Hoyu. There were a lot. So, Harabim, no, there were Rabim that did the chit. So, Avraham Avinu stole tying it back and said, Hoyu Lecho Lizcho Bris Milom. You should remember the Bris, the Schus Bris, the Bris Milom. The Schus, the Bris, which you have, you should have saved them. Oh, my Lord, the Kosher Baruch Hu said back, no. Ubisar Kurdish, Yavru Milecho. They stopped making a bris milo. Christ at that time, Shatzach Ruben Abayis, stopped having a bris milo. Oh, my Lord, the Kosher Baruch Hu said back still. Shem imhem tanto lehem hoyechosim b'tshuva. Maybe he would have given them more time. Maybe they would have done tshuva. He should have waited, not bring the churban so fast. Oh, Malay Hashem said back, no, ki rasicho oz taluzi, that no, the mamish their ra was coming terribly, that they wouldn't have done tshuva. They're making fun of Hashem already. So, miyad right away, when Avraham Avinu saw it was a lost case, is a niach yodoi aroishoi. Avraham Avinu put his hand on top of his head. He started to cry and scream. The Yomer, and he started like this. Shem chas v'sholom ein lehem takono. Maybe chas v'sholom, there's no hope for Klai Yisrael. Like maybe they'll be destroyed completely. His yotzes abasko v'yomer lo yabasko came out in the Shemayim and told Avraham and said, no. Zayis ranon yofo pri toyar. That Korah Hashem Shemecha. That Hashem's name like Klai Yisrael's daima to Zayis ranon. To an olive tree. Like this, mazai is just like an olive tree, zuach risa b'soifoi. That when does it give off good pears at the end? First the pears are bitter, you first have good fruits of the olive tree, the older the tree becomes. Ezaf Yisroel ach risa b'soifon, the same thing cry Yisroel. At the end, there'll still be hope. Because even though there's going to be a churban now, but there'll still be hope for cry Yisroel. There'll come a soif, there'll come a zaman, when there will be machzeh b'tshuva. Now the Gemara dashes another pasuk in Yom Yo that says, "Lokel ha'mono to the voice of the tumul, k'doyim lahetis eishol lehel." That Kosh Baruch Hu brought down fire upon it, for rolled al Yosef, and its branches like broke down. Is Omer Rabbi Chinanah bar Papa, lokel milayin shel meraglim. Then Kosh Baruch Hu heard the voices of the meraglim, and he heard them complaining when they came back from spying out Eretz Yisrael, and they said how bad it was, how strong it was, that they can't fight. Royeru Dulyoisa Shal Yisrael. That's when Klai Yisrael lost the Koiches. That's when Klai was taken away, the strength from Klai Yisrael. Tiyomu Rabbi Chinuna Ba Popo. Dova Godol Dibru Meraglim Birisisho. But the Meraglim at that time said terrible things. But the Pasuk says, Ki Chosaku Mimenu. Said that they're stronger than us. So Al Tikri Mimenu. They didn't mean just to say they're stronger from us. The Meraglim did not mean to say that the giants in Eretz Yisrael were stronger than us. But rather, Elim Imenu Kevayochel. They meant to say they're even stronger than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shafilu Balabayis and Yochel Oitzi Kelim Mishom. Even a Kodesh Baruch Hu cannot take out his Kelim from Eretz Yisrael. That's how bad the Meraglim spoke. So when a Kodesh Baruch Hu heard that, that's what took away the, Rashi says, like Kloimar, Nishpa Goyin Uzum. That broke the strength of Klai Yisrael. On this Mask of Law, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chinuna, Hai Lekel HaMoylo Kidoylo. Why does it say Hashem heard to the big tumul Lekel Mila Miboli? Heard the words, not just Tama Tumul. It was just the words of the Meraglim that he heard over. Rather Elo, rather Omol Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram. That Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Kolecho Shomati VeChomalti Aleihem. That I heard your voice and I had Rachmanis upon Klai Yisrael. Ani Yamati, I thought to say, Yishtabdu b'Abba Malchiyos, Kolachas v'Yachas Kishir, Abba Malchiyos. I wanted to put Klai Yisrael into the four different Malchiyos. Each one of them should have been the Shir as long as the four Malchiyos together. But Hashta, but now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the words of Avraham Avinu crying, is Kochad v'Chad, Maida Posiklei. He only like gave over one quarter. Like each Malchiyos only had its time, the way we went through. And not to have all four of them together, the length of each one of them. Vika the army, some say, Ani Yamati Bezeachazir. First, of course, Berkel wanted the four Malchus to come one after another. Chayasol should directly go from one Chibud to another one, straight, without a break in between. Achshov Bevasachas. Rashi says, Bezeachazir means every arbor should have been four different lengths. The Yachshav Nabavasachas, the Vikulu Achachur, it's all one shear. L'shem Mefuzorim, Mitzosim, Meshibodim, Lebovel, Lemuxosim, Leyovin, Lemuxosim, Lepras, Lemuxosim, Leyedim. But it was like a spread out, part here, part there, part there, but it was only one big shear altogether, one big length altogether. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lomo Nimshlu Yisro Lezayis, why is Klai Yisrael Daima to an olive tree? Loimelo comes to teach us Mazdai is just like an olive tree. And all of Noishrin, its leaves do not fall off. Not in the summer, not in the winter. As if you saw the same thing with Klai Yisrael, Ein lehem betelu olamis. There'll never be an end to Klai Yisrael. There'll never be a destruction of Klai Yisrael. Netzach Yisrael will always be a Klai Yisrael both in this world and in olam habo. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan, lo manim shlo Yisrael lezayis. How come Klai Yisrael is doing matua zayis to an olive tree? The pasuk says zayis, ran and yofa. That loymala comes to teach us. Mazdai is just like an olive tree, and a moitzi sham no yelei de ketisa. You only get out the good stuff, the oil out of the olives only come out after you bang on it a lot. You have to work hard on the tree to get the olive, to get the oil out. Hezav Yisrael, and choizrin lamut tevela ayde yisurim. Klaisel is only choizrin to do tshuva ayde yisurim. That's the purpose why Hashem gives us yisurim. Hashem gives us punishment for one purpose, to make us do tshuva. The Klai Yisrael needs Yisurim to make them do tshuva. Now it's the kitzur. This was the Agadato that the prayer to start off with. And this is where Reb Ezra answered him back. This is the way they start off to clear off his mind. Now it says the Mishnah Ramei Roimer Hasor. How do we make the sourdough? How do we let the dough start to ferment? Is Boidula Mitoicha, from the amount of Yisurim you have in there, from its Yisurim itself, you would start to make it become sourdough. So Mor says, the other sheet there was no, take a piece of sourdough from another place and put it into the Yisurin here. So the Chums, the Meir said back, no, that you'll have a chaser in Yisurin, you'll have too much, you won't have a right of measurement. So Mor asks the question now, my chaser or Yisurin, what does it mean to say you'll have too little or too more, too much? Omer Rav Chizda, Isas Hasor Ova, if the dough of the sourdough you took is very thick, Nimses Yisurin, you're going to have more than you're supposed to have. Midas so Yisurin Rako, but let's say it's soft, then Nimsa is Chaser, you're missing out. So Yisurin Ki Kokayel Yisurin Kokayel. So again, the Shiloh was, he said, that, again, if the Sor is the Sasar Ovo, if it will be a thick dough, then Nimsa Yisurin, you're going to have too much. A very thick means very close together, so you can have more flour than you would have had if it wouldn't have been dough. And Yisurin, Midas Yisurin, you're going to make it too much. Raka, if the new sourdough is going to be very loose, Nintos Chaser, you're going to have a little bit too less. So that's why you can't measure by first taking some sourdough and then putting it in there and now eat on the rest with flour. So Mora says, why? Soif, let's see. Ki kokayel Yisurin kokayel. Anyway, what you're measuring right now is you're only measuring any Yisurin of flour, that's all. So what's the problem? It smells like this. Rabbi Rabbi Yossi Amitavayu. L'kamoy shein hoysa misharina. No, you always have to be misharina how it was at the beginning when it was flour. You can't just put it in right now. If you have sourdough already, I mean, it's mixed up with the water, with the oil already, it's not in its form of flour. When we have to measure out the yisurin, the yisurin has to be a complete yisurin of flour by itself the way it was before. So therefore, if you have to take a piece of sourdough from someplace else and bring it in here, you can't have the exact measurement of an yisurin of flour. So Mar still asks the question, why not? Velishko purta mine. In other words, first, true, according to everybody, let's measure off an Yisurin of flour. And now we'll take off some of this flour. Vulechamtse mavroi. We'll make it outside. We'll make it become chametz. We'll make it become sourdough. Let it start to rise, ferment a little bit, this dough. Velase venelusha baden. Then you put it back into the rest of the dough. That's the way you make it rise. So what's the problem? According to everybody, you should do it this way. First, measure off a gesunt Yisurin of flour. You'll have the Yisurin of flour, and then take off a little bit and make it into sourdough, and then throw it back in again and make the rest become chametz. We're going over now in the chalas of Toydah that it's supposed to be chametz. Tumor says, no, gzera to gzera, do ma'osi l'suyi mi'alma. If you do like that, if you first measure it, and you take it off and bring it back again, when you bring it back again, you may not bring back the same one. You may take it from other places, and again, you won't have the exact measurement. So that's where Chomam argue against Reb Meir. It's not a neitzah that boitelem. I mean, that's the machlokes from Meir and Reb Yehuda in the Mishnah. Reb Yehuda doesn't make this gzeira. Reb Yehuda does know it's good. His lashon was, if you make this stuff all together, it's not mina mufchor. He said that maybe it's a sor v'noisa techamida. That's what he means to say, that take the sor means first measure, take out some, make it into sourdough, and then bring it back again. That's Reb Yehuda's shita. And Reb Meir doesn't like this because there's a gzera. Maybe you come and bring some meyalma. So Tana Rabbanan, ein machmitzim betapuchim. You're not allowed to make it chomitz with apple juice. Shemachlinah bengal milamro machmitzim are you allowed to with apple juice? All right, we'll stop here.
We'll continue on the other side. So at the end of the tape, then turn over. We'll continue on the other side.